This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the brothers had a very strange relationship with Yosef, and the pasuk says, "V'lo yachaloi dabroi l'shalom." They cannot speak to him in peace. So at first glance, it would seem to be critical of the brothers. The brothers were not able to get along with Yosef. But Rashi says, "Mitoch genusam lamanu shivcham." From their disparagement, we learn their praise. That they could have easily went over to Yosef. Yosef, how you doing? Everything okay? And they could have very superficially spoken to Yosef peacefully, and in their heart, beard. Great antagonism toward him. But they didn't want to be hypocritical, and they felt that if we don't have good feelings to Yosef, we're not going to express them and be hypocritical. They did not speak achas b'pevi, achas b'lev. In the back of Masechta Chulin, the Maram Shif, where he has drashos called Drushim Nechmadim, where he explains the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Gimel, it says, Shav yidabru ish esreyeu, svas chalakos, b'lev v'lev yidabiru. Belev Velev Yidabiru literally means people speak with a half a heart. The Maharam Shiv says a psychological phenomenon that anytime someone comes over to you and says, you know, I'm telling you this very sincerely. I'm telling you this wholeheartedly. I really am very sincere what I mean. You know that they're lying. Because if they have the need to say that I'm telling you this with all my heart, that means they're self-conscious about it, and they have this internal need to say out that they're saying it genuinely because they know they're not saying it genuinely. So as a matter of shift, that's a phenomenon in human interactions. When somebody realizes and feels about himself that guilty about himself, he's going to have the need to explain and justify himself. So I'll tell you personally, in my limited experience, anytime someone comes over to me, comes over to a Rav and says, Rabbi, with all due respect, watch out. Because they're about to be mevaza you, they're about to disparage you. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the need to say, with all due respect. That's exactly the site of the Maram Shif. When somebody has the need to say, with all due respect, he is now justifying his guilty conscience because he feels bad. How could he say this to a rabbi? How could he say this to a Rav? So he first says, with all due respect, to sort of justify what he's about to do. This is human interaction and human psychology. When somebody feels about themselves bad about what they're about to do, so they first justify it to themselves, talk themselves into the fact that it's bedarach kavod, that they're really genuine, that they're really telling you the truth. I'm telling you this very honestly. In other words, that means what I'm about to say is sheker v'chazav. So this is the yisoid of the Maram Shif and the end of Masechta Chulin. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.